This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. We are now going to hear about Mr. Mouthful. It's noted that Mr. Mouthful is a windbag whose highfalutin talk causes trouble and confusion for kids. But Mr. Mouthful gets his comeuppance. Joining us now is the author of the book, Mr. Mouthful Learns His Lesson, Joseph Kimball. Hey, hi there. Welcome.
Hi, Lester.
So I understand you have a law degree. You taught legal writing at Western Michigan University Cooley Law School. Not to stereotype attorneys, but it's been my experience that a good number of lawyers tend toward verbosity. So how do you get from legal writing to Mr. Mouthful?
Well, it's interesting. Yes, I taught legal writing for 30 years, 30 plus years at WMU Cooley. And as a matter of fact, my cause was plain writing for lawyers, clear writing for lawyers. I've written three law books on that very subject, and I'm a big advocate of plain language for lawyers.
Right, I understand you've won awards for promoting clarity and communication, so why did you decide it was time to write a children's book?
Well, you know, I just thought I'd like to try something different. And the book echoes some of those themes. Mr. Mouthful is sort of a fancy talker who can't talk straight to kids, you know, until the very end when he pretty much has no choice. But so, yes, the book echoes those professional themes, but that's not the main reason I wrote it. I mean, the main reason I wrote it is just to see, you know, can I write something that will make kids laugh? that was the main goal. I mean, just to put this guy into some silly situations and see if I could get a smile out of kids.
Well, give me an example of how Mr. Mouthful talks.
Okay, so one kid is headed toward a wall on his bike, and he's not paying attention. He's just blasting along on his bike, and Mr. Mouthful, instead of saying, "Watch out," says, "Please be advised. You proceed at too rapid a speed. You should engage." By this time, of course, the kid has already hit the wall.
So how do kids, you said you wanted to make them laugh. Have you seen this read to, or have you read to kids Mr. Mouthful, and how they react?
Well, it's interesting. Yes. A couple of weeks ago, I went into two third grade classes. And funny, as I say, I've taught for 30 years. I've spoken around the world and pretty comfortable speaker. But here I am going into these third grade classes, and I'm thinking, you know, I got a case of the nerves. I mean, are they going to like this, you know? But they seemed to. I mean, they laughed in all the right places. They were enthusiastic. I asked questions. They raised their hands. I mean, kids are so enthusiastic at that age, second, third, fourth grade. So, yes, the early returns are good.
So why is plain language, plain spoken language, plain words such a big deal in your life?
Well, I mean, you know, lawyers are professional writers and professional communicators. And what's the point if the people that they speak to and the people that they write for can't understand what they write? And they don't do a good job of this. I mean, they don't do a good job of writing legal documents in clear or plainer language.
Well, you've heard the argument, of course, that, you know, some of those big words, some of those fancy words, they're necessary for precision of language. So what do you think of that argument?
Far fewer than lawyers like to think. So-called terms of art, that's what we would call those, so-called terms of art are no barrier to writing clear legal prose. First of all, they are a very, very small part of what lawyers write. They're a very small part of any legal document, 1%, 2% of any legal document, you know. So the rest can be written in plain language. It's a traditional kind of profession, and they tend to just recycle the old forms that are breaking through into the light of clarity. And, you know, it's a shame because it brings a lot of criticism and ridicule on the profession. Unnecessary criticism, unnecessary ridicule.
What's the benefit of teaching young kids to speak plainly?
If there's a message in here, and again, that's not the main point of the book. I mean, again, the book is just meant to be fun. But if there's a message here, I guess it's a message for adults. You know, speak plainly to kids.
That sounds like a pretty good lesson to me, actually.
Well, you know, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, and I say this at the beginning of the book, having a big vocabulary is a wonderful thing, and I don't want to discourage kids from having a big vocabulary. But it's one thing to have a big vocabulary. It's another thing to go around showing it off in everyday life.
So is there another children's book in your future?
That sort of depends on how this one does. I hope so. I can think of a sequel. It's a, you know, this is an entirely different world for me, a new adventure for me, trying to get a kid's book launched. But it's been fun. I met a lot of great people in the world of kids literature. And so we'll see how it goes.
Joseph Kimball is the author of Mr. Mouthful Learns His Lesson. The illustrator of the book is Carrie Bell. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you for having me.